Picture this. A client slides a one sheet into the hands of their first potential customer, and boom, scroll stops, head tilts, and extra 5 seconds of attention where their value actually lands. We did that once with a coffee roaster client. One page, a bold headline, a tight logo lockup, a hero sketch of the bag, and a single CTA. That page cut 2 rounds of meetings and led to a quick A/B in-market test that saved the whole campaign. It felt like magic, but it was just focused choices.
No way. Saved the campaign? That's the dream. Tell me how you kept it small but convincing. I always worry a single page sounds too simple.
Exactly the right skepticism. It's not about cheapening the brand. It's about forcing decisions. We call it a one-page brand prototype. Story headline, logo lockup, hero art, a color note, and one clear CTA. When you limit the canvas, you reveal what actually carries the message. In our Kasi case, the headline focused on provenance and ritual, the hero art was a quick sketch of the bag in someone's hands, and the CTA invited a small first purchase. People either nodded or didn't. Fast feedback. No guesswork. Curious.
So it's a living test more than a finished design. I like that. Walk me through those fields again, but make it practical. If someone only has a pen and a phone, what are the must-haves?
Must-haves, right. First, one-line story headline that answers, who are you for and why should I care? Keep it under 10 words. Second, a logo lockup. Doesn't need to be final, just a consistent mark with placement. Third, hero art. This can be a quick sketch showing use or mood. Fourth, a tiny color note. One primary swatch or a pair that sets tone. Last, one CTA and the simplest conversion path, shop sample or join waitlist, and a way to measure. If you nail those 5 things, you can test clarity and intent in minutes.
10 words for a headline? That's brutal, but brilliant. Constraints force clarity. I can already picture turning my desk pad into this template. Quick question. When you say logo lockup, do you mean full system or just something that reads at glance?
Just something that reads at a glance. Think of it as a wearable placeholder, the type treatment plus the icon or mark positioned where it will live on the page. You want enough to test recognition and tone, not design perfection. We often sketch 3 lockups, photograph them with our phones, and label them A, B, C for quick preference testing. That way you can learn which direction signals trust, luxury, or friendliness without sinking days into refinement.
Okay. This is starting to feel doable. Walk me through tools. Analog first, digital. I know listeners will want steps they can actually follow right now.
Analog first is my favorite because it removes perfection pressure. Tools you'll use, sketchbook or sticky paper, a black pen, a colored marker for the primary swatch, a phone camera, and a simple editing app, like your phone's photo editor or a free layout tool. Start by zoning the page. Top third, headline plus lockup. Middle third, hero art. Bottom third, CTA and notes. Keep margins. White space is your friend. Then capture it. Phone photo, crop, slap on a tiny caption, and you're ready to test. If you have time, move into a quick digital mock in a block-based editor to test click behavior.
I like that pipeline. My concern, though, what about designers who get stuck polishing the hero art? How do we keep the good enough mindset?
Great push. We fight polish by setting deliberate limits. 20 minutes on headline, 15 on lockup roughs, 20 for hero sketch, 5 for color note, and 5 to define the CTA. Time boxing turns perfectionism into data collection. And here's a studio rule. If you can photograph the sketch and send it live within an hour, you're doing it right. The goal is audience signal, not design awards.
Love that. Time boxing as therapy. All right, listeners, let's do an imagination break together. Michael, guide us through a 60-second exercise we can do with a pen and the nearest scrap of paper.
Ready? Grab a scrap, pen in hand. Step 1, write a 10-word headline that promises one clear benefit. No fluff. Step 2, draw a rectangle for your page and mark where the logo goes. Just a quick sketch of a shape. Step 3. Sketch the hero as an action. Someone using the product or the product in context. Step 4. Pick one color and make a quick swatch. Step 5. Write one CTA. Try a sample, book a demo, or join waitlist. 60 seconds. Go. If you want, pause the episode and actually do it. I'll wait.
I'm back. Quick and messy. And honestly, I can see ideas forming. That little exercise is gold for killing the I need more time voice. Anthony, you've run testing ops. How do we turn that quick sketch into actual feedback without expensive tools?
Two low-cost paths, social micro-tests and short in-person intercepts. For social, post a cropped photo to a limited audience, friends, followers, or a small ad spend, and measure three things. Recall, can they describe the brand after 10 seconds? Clarity, what do they think it offers? And intent, would they click or buy? For in-person, show the page to 5 to 10 people, ask three quick questions, and time their responses. Keep a notepad. Verbatim words matter. Those three metrics give directional signal fast.
Quick question. When you say limited ad spend, how much should a designer or founder realistically allocate for that first test?
Start tiny. $5 to $20 on a highly targeted boost can be enough to get initial clicks and impressions. You're not optimizing for scale. You're looking for directional data. Which headline gets attention? Which hero resonates? Pair that with qualitative responses from 5 to 10 people, and you have a robust pulse. If something moves the needle, then scale the spend for a larger validation. Don't pour budget into guesses.
And log everything. We use a simple sheet. Participant, format, social or in-person, recall, clarity, intent, and a one-line note. Over a handful of data points, you start seeing patterns. Maybe the color signals cheap to some, or the headline miscommunicates the audience. Then you iterate the page, tweak headline, swap lockup, change hero, and rerun the tiny test. Repeat until your metrics stop being noisy.
We should call out common pitfalls, other than polishing. What should listeners avoid when running these micro-experiments?
Two big traps, asking leading questions and sampling the wrong audience. If you ask, "Wouldn't you love this?" you'll bias answers. Ask neutral prompts like, "What do you think this is?" and "Would you consider trying it?" Also, test with people who resemble your target customer. Friends are fine for early clarity checks, but don't treat their enthusiastic family feedback as market validation. Finally, track simple, repeatable metrics so you can compare iterations objectively.
Absolutely. One quick case. We had a B2B client whose founder loved a playful headline. Early tests showed high recall but low intent. People remembered the joke but didn't understand the offer. We changed the headline to a benefit-led line, reran the micro-test, and intent doubled. Small change, big impact. That's the power of testing one page. It surfaces misalignments before you build a whole funnel around them.
Okay, let's pull this together. If someone has 60 minutes tonight, what's a prioritized checklist so they don't get lost?
60-minute playbook. Minute 0 to 10, headline and lockup. 10 to 25, hero sketch and color note. 25 to 30, define CTA and measurement. 30 to 40, photograph and make a quick digital crop. 40 to 50, prepare three neutral test questions and your sample list. 50 to 60, run your first micro-test or schedule it for the next hour. Then, sleep. Or, if you're obsessive, iterate immediately. The key is momentum. Ship the first version and collect signals.
Quick recap, so listeners remember the three big lessons from today in a tidy mental package.
First, start with story, not decoration. One clear headline and one promise. Second, prototype small. Logo lockup, hero art, color note, CTA, time boxed and photographed. Third, test fast and often. 5 to 20 people or a tiny ad spend. Track recall, clarity, and intent. Then, iterate. If you take anything away, let it be speed reveals truth. And now, as we wrap up, thank you for diving into the sketchbook with us. A quick tease. Next episode, we'll unpack turning one prototype into a month of content that actually converts. If today's episode sparked something, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a creator who needs permission to be fast. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.
Thanks, everyone. Keep sketching.